Okay, sorry about all the delays. So, just first of all, a hosafa that Menachem pointed out to me. We mentioned towards the end of last year that Rabbi Willig, when he was in Onan on Shabbos Davin Mariv, after the time that he really thought was Tseis, but before the time he would have done Melacha, and the Mishnah Berurah also paskins this way. We've noted that it's a little unclear why you would daven Mariv, I mean, say Shema, not daven Mariv, presumably because we are more chamor, we're more choshesh for deraisa of Kriya Shema. Rav Avadia, though, says you may as well daven Mariv also. You should daven Mariv and say Kriya Shema because since you're able to daven Mariv early, Why would you wait? There's actually a similar discussion, though not necessarily identical, that I saw over Shabbos about Mincha on Erev Shabbos. I saw in Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn Sefer that he thinks you should daven Mincha at the very end of the day on Erev Shabbos if you're in Onan. And the reason is because at that point you're not really doing any hachanos for Kvura. I think he said that in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. The minhag is not that way. I think it's Rosh Hashanah Zalman Lashitasa. We'll see other applications of Rosh Hashanah Zalman's theory, and this might be similar to his psak about saying brachos while on an airplane or the like. And we'll talk about that. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman's position is that basically, if you're in a situation where there's nothing that could be done, then one would be chayv in mitzvos. Now, whereas when there are things that theoretically could be done, but you happen not to be doing it, then we say Dasein. Now, it's a difficult thing because theoretically you could do, you know, things all the way until Shabbos. Now, you might say that Motzei Shabbos, though, is different because Motzei Shabbos, fundamentally, it's still Shabbos. That's more similar to the case of Yantif Sheni, where we say you should, you're chayv and mitzvos throughout the night until the morning when you're going to engage in Kvura. Okay, so let's get back to where we left off. So I think the very last thing we talked about was the machlokas between the Rosh and the Maram about Havdalah. And we mentioned, though we didn't discuss, the stira between the position of the Rosh and the Maram in terms of Havdalah and in terms of Avelos. In terms of katan by Avelos. So let's just review quickly. When it comes to the Havdalah, so we saw that the Rosh says you shouldn't make Havdalah at all, meaning to say someone who's an Onan and going into Motzei Shabbos and the Kvura was, let's say, Sunday morning, you don't make Havdalah Sunday morning. And the Maram said, no, you should be chayav to be mavdil Sunday morning, because Mishalo Hivdil B'Motzei Shabbos Ma'avdil V'Holech until Wednesday. And the Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Mem Aleph says you should be Ma'avdil after the Kvura like the Maram. However, there's a similar type of question with respect to someone who was a Katan at the time of the Misa, or at the time of the beginning of Avelos, but became a Gadol. So here, we seem to have the same debate. The Rosh says that even if he became a gadol during the Shiva, Batlu called Dinei Avelos, presumably, because since he was not chayv in Avelos at the onset of Avelos, so he doesn't become chayv later. Maram, though, disagrees, and he says, no, if you're mavdil, if you become a gadol, even during the Shloshim, at that point you'll sit Shiva and Shloshim at the time he became a gadol. And even if it's Acha Shloshim, you would have Yud Beis Chodesh at least until 12 months from the Kvura. So, seemingly, they're arguing about the same thing, namely, what's the din if you were potter at the time, and then you became chayiv later? According to the Rosh, in both cases, you're not chayav, so you don't have to make Havdalah Sunday morning, and the katan doesn't have to start sitting Shiva in the middle of the Shiva. And according to the Maram, in both places, no, that when you become chayav, you should do it. And that's at least the way the Bach understands their machloket. He says, Habahatalia, in which case there's a steer in a Shulchan Aruch. And Shin Amal, if he paskin like the Maram, I'm sorry, and in Simon Shin Sadivav, Sif Gimel, he paskins like the Rush, that even if he becomes a gadol during the Shiva, Batlu Mimenu Koltine Avelas. So that is the Kasha of the Bach. Now, Luli the Bach, you could have answered, and this is the possibility we mentioned at the end of Shir last time, that they're arguing about the Gader of Havdalah. Is Havdalah Tashlumim, or is it a Hamshach of Bizman? And in which case, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says that you make Havdalah Sunday morning is because Bizman all the way goes until Wednesday, and therefore, since you haven't set up Dalai yet, you could still say it, Mashe and Kane, when it comes to the case of the Katan Shehig deal, where certainly at the time that the Chiyuv should have set in, you were Pater. And that could be what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Now, the Bach himself says we should paskin like a Rav Keneged HaTalmid, and others like Maram against the Rush, in both cases. Lahachmir b'divrei avelos. The Shach Sif Katan Gimel quotes the Bach, and he says that you could be machalik between them. Maybe he says, like we were saying, so lagabi avdala, it's a hamshach zman. Masha'en kein lagabi avelos. Taz Sif Katan Gimel is docha the sheet of the Maharam from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin. We're going to see that in Simon Shin Mem Hey, but it says over there that we're not misavel on haruge based in. Why? Because at the time that they are killed, they're not raui for kfura. And it's true that after they're buried and they start to decompose, so at that point they're chayav, there's some type of kapara, and it's raui to be mis'avel alayam. But since the avelos is chayav b'simas agolel, so since you weren't chayav b'shas b'simas agolel, memela, you're not going to become chayav afterwards. And therefore, I think the position of the Maram makes no sense. You should paskin like the Shulchan Aruch in both places. Now, the Nekudas HaKasef says that's not really a raya, because over there, the pshat is that the mace wasn't Rawi for Avelos at all. And therefore, even though he becomes Rawi later on, since he wasn't Rawi for Avelos at the time of the Kfura, it's not Chal, there's no Meriros L'Savel Alei. Mashein Kain, in the case of Havdalah, and even in the case of the Katan Shehek deal. Okay, let's go back for a moment to Tashlumin. So we paskin, as we said before, that there is no Tashlumin for an Oni, meaning to say, at the very least, if the entire time the Oni was Potter, the entire Zman, not that he became an Oni in the middle of Zman, but he was an Oni from the beginning of Zman till the end of Zman, let's say the Kfura was in the morning, but he was an Onain starting from the previous night, previous afternoon, till the morning. So in that case, there is no Tashlumin. So the Drisha says that if so, Huadin, if you're Osik B'Tarchei Tzibor, now there's, let's say, a person, like the example we said before, somebody is Osik B'Tarchei Tzibor, or Osik B'Mitzvah in some other way, they're a doctor, they're busy, they're on Hatzalah, all sorts of things, and they missed mincha, let's say. So they're pater from Tashlumin, because he says, Mali ones d'abelos o esek acher. Now, the idea that you should be pater from Tashlumin, because you were pater the whole time of the chiyuv, makes a lot of sense. What's problematic is that he uses the term ones. Why? Because we know that in our Chaim and Simon Shin Kufchas, which is all about Aninos, which is all about Tashlumin, we say that if you were Ones, then you do have to daven Tashlumin. Like, let's say a person couldn't daven Shachris because they were sick. They had a chveis, an upset stomach. So they weren't able to daven Shachris. They were Ones. So, avada that they have to daven Tashlumin. So we see that there is Tashlumin for Ones. So, it's very easy to be mechalek to say no over there, but after there's a chiyuv to daven, it's just you're not able to do it practically. Mashen came in the aninos, or if you're osik b'mitzvah, you're fundamentally potter. But what's troubling is that the perm that the Drisha uses is onis. I'll call upon the Taz over here, Sivkat and Hay, also in Or Chaim, reject this position of the Drisha. He says, how could you say this? Every onis is considered pater v'na tefillah, and we say, behedya, that onis is mispalel shtayim. And he says, how could you learn from avelus? Avelus is different. Why? Because in the case of avelus, so the davka in pater b'machmas davar acher dahinu shu atum yachos bal b'lishem minia elash avelus potarto b'zeh ein tashlumin. In the case of avelus, you're fundamentally pater. You could daven if you wanted to. You might be sitting around doing nothing, but avelus paters you. Mashein kain, if it's because of tirda, so that's not a p'tur mitzad atmo. It's just an ones, and therefore you're not fundamentally pater. And in that case, you're chayv in tashlumin. So according to the Taz, the pshat is that they're misakein tashlumin makom shelvi, makom ones, and not bizman shu pater. So even though we say actually osik the mitzvah pater in the mitzvah, in which case you could have said it's exactly the same thing as avelus, you're pater for the mitzvah. The Taz says no, that's begader ones. Meaning to say, you're not fundamentally pater, you just can't do the mitzvah. The haraya, if you were able to do both, you should do both. And therefore, osik the mitzvah pater min mitzvah, osik the tzarchis yivor, sort of like ones, sort of like being sick. And therefore, vadi yochem tashlumin mashen ken avelos, where even though you could daven and still you shouldn't, that shows you it's a fundamentally a ptur, and therefore, there's no tashlumin. So what would the Drisha say back to that? So really, we could understand the Drisha in two ways. One way, maybe the most intuitive way, is to say, no, the Drisha says that when you're osik the mitzvah, pater v'na mitzvah, it is a p'tur b'atzim. It's exactly like the case of avelus. And that's why he compares it to avelus. And that's exactly how the Nekudas HaKesef explains the Drisha. And he paskins that way, as opposed to someone, let's say, who's sick. They're someone who's sick, he's chayiv, they're just unable to daven. Someone's either osik the mitzvah or he is an onein, so they're pater. This might relate to a machlokas in Maseches Sukkah about the gedder of osik mitzvah pater mitzvah. We don't really have time to do that today, but if you look at Tosus on Sukkah Daf Chayim Ralef or the Ran on Sukkah Yud Alef on Ralef Dapi Arif, Gabi osik mitzvah pater mitzvah, so there's machlokas seemingly about this point, perhaps. According to Tosus, it's only pater when it's Yeshua L'Kaim Shnehem, according to the Ran, even if it's Yeshua L'Kaim Shnehem, you're Pater. According to the Taz, it sounds more like Tosfos. According to the Ran, sounds more like the Shach. Now, even though this is a very mistaber way to learn the Drisha, it doesn't really sound that way from his Lashon, because his Lashon was Mali Ones Davelos O Esik the Mitzvah Mashma, that the Ptur from Tashlum is because he's Ones, it's not because he's Pater Be'etzem. So perhaps the Drisha holds that even Avelus isn't Pater Be'atzem, but it's only because of Tirda. He says Avelus really mean Aninus. Remember, we saw that according to Rashi, the Ptur Mitzvos for the Onein is because of Tirda. In other words, it's not just because he don't seek the Mitzvah Pater Be'na Mitzvah, but rather it's because he's Tarad. That's what Rashi said. And therefore, he sees that differently. In other words, according to the Drisha, it's like Osek B'Tzarchei Tzibor. The Taz then would say, no, we learn like Yerushalmi, that's also Hachmir Latzmo. I don't want to go back into all this, but, you know, initially we sort of assumed, okay, if you learn like Rashi, it's Mutter Lachmir Latzmo, because it's just a Ptur of Tirda. If you don't learn like Rashi, let's see, learn like Tosfos, it should be Asher Lachmir Al Atzmo. What's interesting is it doesn't work in all the Rishonim. If you look, for example, the Rashba says it's a Ptur of Tarid, the Tirda de Mitzvah, and nevertheless, he says it's Asher Lachmir Al Atzmo based off the Yerushalmi, which would help us understand the Drisha better. The question then is, why is Avelos different than Osek the Mitzvah Partum and a Mitzvah? Why are the two of them different than any other onus? The core you have to say is that the Drisha holds there's a difference between a halachic p'tur and a metzias p'tur, inability to do the mitzvah. Question is, once you say that, are you already saying like the Shah? I'm not sure. Maybe there still could be a difference. Al kopanim, we l'chol repaskin like the Shah. That's the Pesach Magen Avraham Siman Tadi Gimel Dif Hey. Therefore, someone who is osik the mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, is patur from tashlumin, just like by avelos, as opposed to any other onus. Okay, Sif Gimel, we have the concept of masrula katafim. So the Torah writes, makush nogim sham shekatafim yuchadim lotzi ames u'acha shi'is asku hakrovin b'tarchei akvura yimsu lahem behem yikviruhu. So you have these katafim who basically are in charge of the burial, maybe similar to Chavra Kedisha. We'll see about that in a moment. So once you give the mace over to the katafim, you're no longer aninus, you're mutter, the basar, the yayin. So the question is that this makes a lot of sense if you were like Rabbeinu Tam. Remember, we had this story with the Rian Rabbeinu Tam. The story was that Rabbeinu Tam's sister passed away. Rabbeinu Tam was in a different city. He said, look, I'm not chayav in her kfura. Her children, her husband is going to take care of that. And she's in a different city. And therefore, I'm mutter b'basar yayin. Since lemaisa, there's nothing for me to do. There's no chiv upon me to be metapel in a mace. There's nothing practically for me to do. So he was mutter b'basar yayin. But we don't pask him that way. We pask him like the re, that b'chayai gavni, to asar b'basar yayin. So if you look like Rabbeinu Tam, Masrula Katafim is exactly that. Masrula Katafim means there's nothing left for you to do. You handed it over to the grave digger, to the pole bearers, and therefore you're going to be Motim Ras V'yay. But we reject Rabbeinu Tam. So why is Masrula Katafim any different than this case? That's the big kasha that we have to ask. So look, Oira, there are a number of answers to this question. Perhaps the most prominent answer is that of the Nitziv. We'll see it inside a little bit later. It's also quoted by the Divrei Sofim, Sifkat and Yud Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan says a similar thing. The Imri Yosha says a similar thing. The Sefer Moshe says a similar thing. They all say that the difference is in the case of Masrula Katafim, the person was involved in the kfura. The family was involved in the kfura. They did whatever they were going to do. They prepared the body. They got tachlich and whatever they needed to do. They were involved in the taking care of the kfura for several hours. And then they handed over to the katafim. So since they did their duty, then at this point now, since there's nothing left for them to do, they're much above the ayin. Mashenk and Rabbeinu Tam, they didn't do anything. Now, the reason why it's not so simple to say that is, I can't just say, well, if you do your duty, then it's shaykh to start aninus once you hand it over. Because Rabbeinu Tam didn't have any duty to ask them, like we said before. Like he said, I'm not chayav in the kfura. That's going to be the job of the children. So, but at least he didn't do anything as opposed to if he did something. So it's not so clear what the gedder is and what the reason is. If you remember, we saw before that the Rush thought Rabbeinu Tam was wrong because it was a low plug. So is he going to say they were only misakin a low plug when he didn't do anything at all? But if you did something, they did say low plug because you've actually done something. Is the pshat that the iser bus of the ayin and is because you're the reason why you're still aser bus of the ayin in Rabbeinu Tam's case is because you're mar ba'atmo, that you're not. He's not chashav be'enav l'savel alav, and others you go bust with the tam. If you don't do anything at all, so that sort of shows a lack of concern or care. But if you do something, so then that's not shown either. So that could be a svara. There's lack of prisas kavod. And there's one other answer, which we're going to get back to later. Shoshana? Someone? Could you bring me my charger? It's on the dining room table. Please. Phone charger. Okay. Now, there is another answer to this question, which is which we're going to see shortly. It's going to be a very important answer, which is the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is incited by the Beis Yosef. It's in Brachos. So, and Rabbeinu Yonah actually says that Rabbeinu Tam did participate in a funeral. In other words, they brought his sister to him. The burial was by Rabbeinu Tam. And if you learn that way, then it's very easy to understand why Rabbeinu Tam was wrong in that case, why we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam, but here it's very different. What's the logic? The logic is simple, that when it comes to a situation where, when it comes to a situation, just one second, where you're not going, so there's absolutely nothing left for you to do, right? In other words, Masarula Katafin, so that's why it stops, because there's nothing to be done. Whereas in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, so he was gonna participate in the Aveilah. So the only time we say that the Aninus ends is when you hand it over to the Katafin, and you're not planning to participate in the Kvura. In the case of Rabbeinu Tam, that wasn't the case. Now, there's a big difference between the answer, we'll say, of the Nativ, which is that Misarula Katafim only patters you when you are Osek in the Aveilos, versus the answer of Rebbe Fall, which is anytime there's nothing practically to do, especially if you're in a different city, then there's no anina, assuming you're not going to participate. The Nafkamina is the famous story. This is a debate, like we said, between Rabbi Fal Shapira, that was Rav Chaim's father-in-law, and it's his son-in-law, and it's his, about the following Shaila. And this, in fact, interestingly enough, happened to Rabbi Fal's wife, the Nativ's daughter. So he had a machlokas with his father-in-law about this very question, and in fact, this is what happened to his wife. He told his wife to follow his tzak, not his father-in-law's tzak. What happened was that the Nativ passed away. He was in Warsaw, and so his daughter was not available to go to the Kvura, and wasn't going to participate. So according to the Nativ, since she wasn't doing anything, the Aveilus is only going to start with Dima Fagolo. Apparently, she found out about this with the telegram. And because there's nothing she could do, so this is exactly like Rabbeinu Tam's case. And since it's like Rabbeinu Tam's case, the Onan can't participate in the Kvura. So Memela, since the Onan can't participate in the Kvura, they're in a different city, there's nothing for them to do, the Aveilus starts immediately. That's a view of Rebbe Fal. It's exactly like the Misarula Katafin. Then it said, no, that's exactly like the case where Rabbeinu Tam was incorrect for not for eating meat and drinking wine. And since there was nothing that she could do, she should have started Aveilus immediately. Sorry, she could not start Aveilus until Tima Fagolo, and she was an Onan all the way until that point. When we get to Shinayin Hay, we'll see the Raya Fulkan Wukan, why each one said the way they did. But for now, we're going to go on. So the big question over here is like this. What about Chavar Kedusha? Chavar Kedusha is the same thing as Misarula Katafim. So if you take a look at Pesachei Tshuva, Dif Katan Chatzbeis, he discusses this question, and he brings down from the Navi Yehuda that he writes that, right, so just to clarify the question, do we say that nowadays, where the Chavar Kedusha takes over at a certain point, so that's like Masarul Katafim, and the period of Anina should end. Just like Masarul Katafim. Isn't the Chavar Kedusha the same thing as Masarul Katafim? So he writes like this. Mikol Malkom Libi Chokech, B'Zeal Lefi Shabbes, Ozefe B'Shem, Ozefe Mordechai Misaf Kalan, Im Ha'olechim Ha'meis V'Agala, B'Sfina, Idam Yon, and Masarul Katafim Olau. Well, let's say you're going to go to the Levaya. Now, maybe Masarul Katafim is only when you hand it over to them, you're not going to go. Well, what if you're going to go with the Katafim on the agala to the burial? Maybe the whole midin of Nimshal Katafim is we're not going to go to Levi at all. You give it over to Katafim and goodbye, that's it. And then they're going to take them to the burial. Afal Pisha Dagan Mesimo, goodbye is Pasakanina. But Imo Shem Esek Imo, because now you have nothing to do with this anymore. But if the Krovim are coming with him, B'Shas Kvura, well, Mahani Amasira, then Mesilah Katafim is irrelevant. Since he's also going with them, Hare Mutal Alav Kemo Aleihem, Mutal Aleihem, and the Aninus continues. But now that the din of the Nimsalah Katafim is only when they have no shaykhos with the Kura at all, in which case, nowadays, that's not going to typically be the case. In our days, the situation is, you go with it's true that the Chabad Kedusha takes over to a large degree, but the relatives are going to participate in the funeral, and therefore, the aninus continues all the way until Sinus Agola. Now, the Chachos Adam here is cited as disagreeing. He says, no, Kefan Kishe Nispashu and Hachavar Kedusha Ba'ad Makom HaKfura V'Nasnu Lohem Kol Otos V'Tachlichin Chayavim L'Spalel. Okay, so if you don't know exactly where he's going to be buried, or who Kvodo Shalmeis, then the Aninus continues. Oh, Goldsman, Shemas Bidino. So, to first glance, it sounds like it's a very big machlokas, but then the Chachmas Adam continues, and he says, but if they're going to be participating in Esbedim, so even the Chachmas Adam agrees that the Aninus continues. So, it's true that there's some machlokas over here, but Lamaisa, in our situation, basically, the Aninus is going to continue all the way until Simas Agolo, both according to Chayadam, and of course, you don't really know why, because the Kforim come to the Levaya and they're Masbid, and they participate in Hesbedim, and therefore, in the vast majority of cases, the debate here is irrelevant, because Lamaisa, assuming that the Kforim are going to go to the Levaya and participate in the Levaya, and both according to Rav Yehuda and according to Chachmas Adam, the Aninus will continue all the way until the Mas HaGolo. Okay, so now we talk about the case of Tfisa. So the Torah writes, Mitochkach, meaning, since we pask in that Nimsar Katafin is Motabas V'ayin, so we see that when there's no Achrayas on the Kvurat Motabibasar, the Horeb Yitzchak, so someone died in captivity, and there's nothing, the authorities are not releasing the body. So then, Shalom Chal Aninos Al Hakrovim. Shalom Karina Bay Mishmeis Mutulafanav Kevan Shalom Nasnu Lakovel. So there's no Aninos because since the authorities aren't allowing for burial, so it's no nasnu lekovro, and therefore there's no aninus. We call makom lochaleim avela. Even shalom nisyashim lekovro. If it's nisyashim lekovro, then we'll even have avela. But here there's no. They're hoping to get the body back. So there's no avela yet. But there's no aninus. B'chein and krovi ames betvisa. And the reverse is also true. But if the krovim are in jail, they can't participate. Chein aninus chaleim mitam zeh. There's no aninus on them. So here, the Reed, again, even though the Reed disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam, he agrees that Krovei Ames are betfisa, then there's no Aninus Chalaleim. So again, here we have to ask, once again, what's the difference between here and Rabbeinu Tam's Maisa? Especially problematic is the case of the Krovim are in tfisa, because in the case of the Krovim in tfisa, they didn't do anything at all. And really, it's a shiloh in both cases, because whether the Mace is in tfisa, the Krovim are in tfisa, they haven't done anything at all. So if you learn like the Nitziv, Rav Rafal, fine. But if you learn like the Nitziv, it's very schwer. Because Lamaisa, they didn't do anything at all. Especially again when the Klovim are in Tfisa. What's the difference between the Klovim being in Tfisa and the Klovim being in Yir Acheret? Maybe we could take what the Rosh, it's a low plug. This is not Bechlau, the low plug, even though it's a low plug, because there's not even a possibility of Kura. Koizer Enu Yona, certainly not a problem. And Rav Rafal's approach, because Lamaisa, over here, the Rabbeinu Tam's case is different. They were miskavim leilach l'kvura, whereas let's say the people who are betvisa are not planning to go to the kvura. But what if we say back like the anitziv? Again, this is the position I think of both poskim, that it's only when you're osake. You have to say there's two dinim. If it's shayach to be mitzarev to the kvura and you're not mitzarev, like the story of Rabbeinu Tam, then it's also the Ras V'yayin, unless you are Osik B'Kvura, like Nimsar B'Katafim. But if it's Yev Shalot Tzarev L'Kvura, like Meis B'Tfisa, then it's mutter bebasar. That's similar to nimsal katafim in the sense that there's no chalas for a love. And therefore, if you were to say that through, then if you're b'ir acheres and it's absolutely impossible to get to the kura, then maybe it should be mutter bebasar. That would be equivalent to meis betfisa, even according to the Nitziv. Now that might not be so shaykh nowadays because we have speedy air travel and the like. Maybe you could also say, we'll talk about this a little later, they could be mitzdarif in the kura through Skype or whatever, through phones and the like. So I'll also talk about how that plays out nowadays. But what we see is this case of Mesa Tfisa does really change the perspective. I think it does make the approach of Rav Rafael a little easier. Now, in the case of Mesa Tfisa, so as we saw, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, he passes like the read, that of Mesa Tfisa, there's no aninus, but he's mosif that they should do a little bit of ishtadlus every day. Now, what's the pshat? If there's something to do, they could do ishtadlus to try to get him out of Tfisa. So, if there is something that he could do, so then why isn't there anina, right? So apparently, the pshat is that hishtadlos is not going to lead to atlus. It's not going to lead to a lack of kavod hames. This is the way Rabbeinu Yonah puts it. The time of the read, lo halalem aninas, in the case of the read story, Rabbeinu Tam's sister, Mishum dekevan she'enem trudim be'inyin akvura, lo chayshinan shisatz lo beklod of v'zpako. Ve'af al pi shalom nizyash l'avakesh l'espashim shalton v'chol yom, afilu hachi, en zet nikla tirda v'chayim mitzvah. So it's interesting, he goes back to tirda, and he's saying like this, if we go ahead, l'maisa, they're going to call up the chreis, they're going to call up the mayor every day and say, we want our mace back. And the mayor says, no, not today. So now there's nothing left to do. So they may as well do mitzvos. And that involvement is not going to, that involve, if they then do mitzvos at that point, that's not going to lead to a chisaron in kavod hames. And that's why you're chayv in mitzvos. That's the way Rabbeinu Yonah puts it. Similar thing that we saw in the Ramah, but we didn't see this yet, but the Ramah is an interesting idea. We'll see it soon, that if you're traveling with the mace and the journey is going to take more than 2 days, then you should do mitzvot. Otherwise, you're pater. Here, too, we have to ask sort of the manafshach, right? In other words, manafshach, if it's going to be, if you're considered an onen, you should be an onen even for 5 days if you're traveling with the mace. If you're not an onen, you shouldn't be an onen even if you're traveling only for 12 hours. What's the difference? It could be in both of these cases, where we say there's a chiv and mitzvos, whether it's betfisa because you're traveling and otherwise you're going to be pater. In both cases, we see a similar thing. Even though there's something that could still be done, but still the doing that, we're not concerned, is going to lead to a lack of kavod hames, and therefore you're going to be chayv in mitzvos. In other words, generally you shouldn't do mitzvos because the kvura is going to be more or less when you're ready. And therefore, if you're doing mitzvos, chayshinan shiyas atzlu b'kvodo. Masha'en kein over here, where the kvura anyway is not going to be for some time. So the doing of the mitzvos doesn't indicate a lack of kavod hames. It's not going to lead to any type of atzlus. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says that's the reason why you're chayv in mitzvot. Okay, we're going to see a little bit more about this again in Shinayin when we get to the story of the Nitziv. But this shayla is very relevant for an airplane. Why? Because an airplane, let's assume even that the krovim are traveling on the airplane, but there's nothing that can be done. The mace is in the fuselage, that's what it's called, underneath. They're on top. There's nothing that could be done. There's no human access that's possible to the mace. So therefore, maybe there's a tzad to say at that point, at least while they're on the plane, they'll be chayvin mitzvos. Okay, before the flight, after the flight, they'll be pater for mitzvos. Usher and mitzvos during the flight, maybe they should be chayiv. So the Beis Yosef brings down from the Gosa Mordechai, there's nesupik, what's the din, like we said before, if the krovim are going with the mace in a wagon or in a boat. Is that like Mimsala Khatath and Molo? And the Darkei Moshe has this interesting pshara that depends how far, if it's less than a 2 days journey, pater from mitzvot, more than a 2 days journey, chayv and mitzvot. Now, then you'll say, okay, well, the plane ride is less than 2 days journey, so you should be pater from mitzvot. So Shlomo Zalman Aruch said that's not true. You're chayv and mitzvot. Why? Because it's not, there's no shear of 2 days. Rama made up this year. It's not Allah Mishnah Sinai. The pshat is that when it's totally out of, you know, out of your shlita, so then you're chayv in mitzvos. And in the case of the airplane, it's mamish out of your shlita. There's absolutely nothing that can be done, and in mele you're chayv in mitzvos. I think the minig is not this way. I think the minig is, you know, if it's less than 2 days at the very least, you're pater from mitzvos, and on the airplane, you're pater from mitzvos. I think that's the minig olam. Especially because you can do things. You could ride a hesped. Nowadays, on an airplane, you could probably even, send emails announcing the kvura, and you can call people sometimes. So Menachem showed me that Rav Asher Weiss writes that he's mesupik about the shaila, about the airplane, and he says, well, since the Tzadim Lakan Lakan, it has to be Machliya, then you should be Chayev in Mitzvos. And he uses a very interesting logic, sort of a Rav Asher Weiss type Zara. He says that, you know why I think you should be Chayev in Mitzvos? Because when I have a suffix, in Lazakoso B'kiyam Kol HaMitzvos Kulan, oh, Mitzvah Achas, Shi Mitzvos Aninos, Yesh Tzadim Lakan Lakan, Hadas Nosanuf Chayev B'chol Mitzvos Kulan, that's what I think. Now, we already saw earlier today that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to take this approach. Mishnah Berurah, if you remember, was mesupik about davening Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos, when you wouldn't yet do Malacha. Here too, there, Tzadim Lakan Lakan. And at least for Dinim Dirabbanan, the mitzvos, Mishnah Berurah seemed to say, Sheva Tassad, if you shouldn't do mitzvos, do Kriyashma, is Machmir, say Kriyashma, but not Ma'ariv, not other mitzvos. But Rav Asher's approach is a suffix. You should be chayv. Nach, get your hand up. Your question.
I'm just wondering, like, in the zman of the Rishonim, people didn't rain hespedim. Meaning,
none of the Rishonim. What?
People didn't rain hespedim.
It was.
I'm saying, like, whatever they were
mistaken.
Right. I'm saying, look where the riot.
Your kash is on which case?
I mean, let's
say,
no, let's say Bizman is going on an airplane. So if we're going to say that the tzad, why I should be still being oni, is because I can still be osi.
That's not the only tzad. That's one tzad.
But Lamais, if I don't pay for the extra Wi-Fi and the Bechule, then...
That's an additional tzad, like I said. I don't think it's the only tzad. I think that the minig is that unless it's 2 days' journey, you're basically pater from mitzvos. And it's not like the tefisa because it's just so short term. That's I think, what's assumed. But I definitely hear the other side. I'm not, it is very, very hard to be machria on these questions. And the concept is this pshara of in 2 days is very odd. Okay, you have to go to Mincha. So let me tell you what's next. We have just, one thing left on the simon is Avelos Podem Kvura. We're going to talk about that. And we'll get a little bit into the discussion, which will also continue in next with the Shanayin Hay, of I mean, sorry, we're going to do next Shin Sarichas, the nature of Avelos del Raisa. So obviously, on the Haskalas Avelos, the Mamakomos around in the Beis Yosef, the Rambam, and the like, in terms of the Avelos del Raisa question, make sure you look at the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, and read the Ramban, the Arichos, in terms of Adam, which is important to see well. And so we'll work on that as to see after the Shemaya next time. So regular share in person tomorrow, and hopefully we'll do, again, we'll finish here Shin Mem Aleph, we'll do all of Shin Tarichas, and maybe even start Shin Ayin Hey.
Okay. What ranked for tomorrow's share?
Sorry about all the difficulties here getting this started. Yes, Moshe, what did you say?
Will tomorrow's share be on this link or the other link?
Yeah, let's switch to this link because I can't, I don't know what the issue is. So going forward, we'll assume that it's this one.
Okay. And the shear is at 125?
Yeah, we can go back to 125.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Have a good day, good week.
Okay, have a good
day. Thank you for the
shear. Bye-bye.
Robbie?